Thank you, God, and I bless your name for this day of life and every breath, Father God. We thank you for this power that we can declare and decree a thing. And this is our prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. Hey, glory. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships, right relation. Praise God. Moderator, open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to come before your throne and your presence to pray for your people worldwide. Thank you. Thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their tenacity in leading us spiritually and in our Christian walk. Thank you for them globalizing the prophetic worldwide. Bless their hands and strengthen them, Lord. Thank you for their family. Thank you for each and every one of the Jordan family. Thank you for other God. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all on the prayer request list and also those who aren't mentioned on it. Continue to keep the mothers of Zoe Ministries and Vessels of Oil at Zoe Atlanta and all the mothers worldwide. Thank you for continued strengthening them and they're continuing to be a blessing to us in sharing the wisdom. Thank you, Father God, for just peeling off the layers of us that's not like you, healing the heart of your people worldwide. Thank you for being an awesome God, and we love you to life, Father God. Thank you for covering the men in prison, teaching each of them through your servants who you are so their lives can be changed, restored, and so they can be released from that system. Thank you, Father God, for favoring court cases, housing, real estate, business dealings. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy and grace that follows us all the days of our lives. No weapon shall form against us, and every tongue that rises against shall not prosper. Thank you, Father God, for the marriages and strengthening them. Thank you for right connections and relationships in our goings and comings. Thank you for loving us first as you gave your son to save all of us worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for placing a hedge of protection over all your children worldwide in this and them traveling to and from school. Continue to expose those human trafficker rings in Libya and worldwide, Father God. I thank you in advance for that. I thank you for the entrepreneurs in this season. Bless them through the use of their gifts and talents that you bestow upon them. And I give you all the praise and honor through Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. And at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. Father, I thank you for the strength and the hope that you give your people to know that you are still in charge and you are still our support. Father, I thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the vision of poem and prophecology. Father, I thank you that you strengthen them like never before. Father, give them peace and clarity in this season. Know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, I claim victory for every person that's on this line. Father, I thank you for open doors of opportunity, of elevation and expansion. Father, I thank you for clearing debt out and releasing debt from your people, Lord. Father, I thank you for your guidance, and I thank you for your law that is always number one and that will always transform anything that a person may need, want, or desire. Father, I thank you for the men and women that serve in the country so diligently. Father, keep them from harm. Father, keep their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you for the fledglings in this hour. Father, I thank you for the young adults at Zoe Ministries and all the churches, Lord. I thank you that you keep them grounded in the season so they can hear your voice at all costs. Father, I thank you for relationships, marriages. I thank you for every prayer that was uttered on this line. I thank you for the sick and shut-in. Father, I thank you for every prophet that was on this line. Father, I thank you that you just keep them strengthened as they come on this prayer line every night, interceding for your people. Father, we claim victory from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we claim love from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we claim prosperity from the north, south, east, and west. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Father, I love you to life, and I thank you for covering all of our children worldwide and all the devastating countries, Lord. May you show up mighty in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks. And we give you praise for the dawning of a brand new day, Father, where your prophetic song, my God, is entering in the lives of your people, Father, and bringing about changes, bringing about transformation, Father, and bringing about the turnaround for your glory, Lord, and for your praise. We decree and declare, my God, Lord, you are good, and you do it well, Father. And we decree that, my God, that your song, my God, will continue to ring, my God, throughout the cyberspace, throughout nations, Father, that you're opening doors, my God, where your prophetic voice can be heard and where your prophetic voice can be declared as trumpets, my God, to your angels, my God, in the house. We bless you, Father, for your blood that will cover lives and cover homes and cover, my God, the trains, the trams, the buses, and cover, my God, even your servants that are traveling, my God. We thank you, Father, for traveling mercies. As you continue to be, Lord, our eternal refuge and only to everlasting arms. Thank you for covering, Lord, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Pastor Zebra Jordan, the release, my God, of your anointing, of fresh oil, fresh revelation. My God, fresh vision and fresh anointing, my God, that, Lord, for the great and mighty, my God, globalization of the prophetic. You are our infinite source of supply, and your word declares that you are our Jehovah Jireh, and you will meet and supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for letting God arise in our situation, because we know, Father, that your grace is sufficient for every trial, every testing. My God, we are accompanied all joy, and because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you, Father, for touching even those that are sick and afflicted in body, because, Father, you are Jehovah Rapha at midnight, my God. You are moving in your healing virtue, Father. And let the healing virtue flow in those areas of the lives of people that bring wholeness and completion, my God, in the divine. That, Lord, they are reaching out even now in faith believing as we stand, my God, in agreement, Father, for those who cannot help themselves, Father, but you are reaching down. And, Lord, your hands are outstretched still and still embrace them, my God, with your love and your warmth of your Holy Spirit. Because we know, Father, it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, my God. Lord, you are reaching. Your hands are extended in the lives of your people, because we know your hands are not short that they cannot save. So, Father, bring deliverance to those that are captive, even now. As we lift up even those in authority before you, Father, you send us prayer for those who are in authority, that your righteousness will prevail in our nation, in our government, my God, and every formation that is taking place, Father, that you will have the preeminence in all things, because you still rule it in the affairs of men. So be glorified even now, we ask, in the name of Jesus, and let your blood, my God, cover, Lord, every prayer request as we stand in agreement, Father, because when you said two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Heal your servants, my God, and let there be a healing transformation taking place in their spirit, soul, and body, and wholeness be proclaimed to them even now. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now as you give me another opportunity to come before your presence with your people in prayer. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name, for we thank you for the breath of life that is within us. We thank you for that which you have imparted unto us, O God, to move forward in you. We thank you for the soundness of mind, O God, to be able to keep focused and seek you, to delight ourselves in you, that you may take pleasure in us, O God. Cause us to do those things, O God, that bring pleasure unto you, O God, and cause us to be able to bring others, O God, to delight themselves in you, Father. Father, we bless you right now, and we lift up every prayer request, every individual that is in need of healing, O God. Father, I lift up Margarita Vicente, who was in her 90s, Father, who has suffered a heart attack, oh God. But someone on her behalf is requesting prayer. Father, we lift up court situation right now. We thank you for favor. Father, we lift up every situation and every circumstance in the prayer list, that your presence be there, Lord God, to meet the need, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring a blessing, oh God, to destroy the works of the enemy coming against the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that your blessings be made manifest, that your will be done, O God. Father, that people will manifest you in whatever situations or circumstances or walks of life that they may be moving into, O God, that your kingdom may be established. We thank you, Father. We lift up the youth before you, that they may walk before you in holiness and in righteousness. Father, that even in their youth, O God, that they may be able to exemplify and demonstrate you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all individuals, Father, that seek you, for those that are seeking and calling out on your name. Father, for those that are in various situations and circumstances, Father, for those that are even in danger, those that are homeless, oh God, Father, those that are in need, those that are single, those that seem to be alone, those that seem to be frustrated, oh God, those that are in various situations or circumstances, Father, we pray that they would be open unto your wisdom. Father, that the presence of the Holy Spirit be surrounding them. Father God, that they may draw closer unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our spiritual leaders, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, as they move about to seek your wisdom, to seek your guidance, and to bring unto us. Father, we magnify you and we praise you, and we lift up every family that is represented in this prayer line, O God. We glorify you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we give you praise and we glorify you this day, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Bishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Lord, we thank you for this space that you've allowed us to come together and join in prayer, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you would bless each and every person present here tonight, Father God. We ask that your blessings will make them rich and add no sorrow, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all that you do in the earth, Father God. We thank you for the space that you've given us, Father God, to serve. Father God, we uplift you and we glorify you. And Father God, we say, let you arise, Father God, and all your enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We glorify you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for those that are sick on today, Father God, that you bring healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the addiction, Father God, that you'll bring deliverance in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in, Father God, that you'll bring healing. All of those, Father God, that are present here on this line that may be going through something in their bodies, Father God, we pray that you will heal them, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the youth in this season, Father God. We bless you, Father God, to send protection, Father God, to all the schools, Father God, that are represented here in the United States of America, Father God, that they will have safe passage, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will bless our goings and our comings, Father God, even our doings, Father God, and all that we put our hands to, Father God. We pray your blessings be upon us in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, we thank you for each and every prophet represented here on tonight, Father God, their families, Father God, and we ask that you would bless them, Father God, and we give you glory for that. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the prophets that are represented, Father God, all the prophets that are in the water, Father God, we ask your continuous blessings be upon them in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your precious love for your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed and we were healed, Father God. We claim it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you would bless each and every household, Father God, that is represented on the prayer list tonight, Father God. Remember your sick and shut-in, Father God, your elderly, Father God. I pray that you would touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that you would give them strength, unspeakable strength, Father God, to rise up in this age, Father God, and they are not finished in the land, Father God, and they are to go forth, Father God, and teach your people, Father God, with the wisdom and the knowledge, Father God, that they have for us in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we pray on tonight healing for them, Father God. Lord, we pray for the pregnancies, Father God, that are to come forth in this season, Father God, that they will come forth with knowledge and wisdom, Father God, before their age, Father God, but they will be more like the children that you have blessed in this season, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. And we ask these things, Father God, knowing that you're able to do them, Father God, knowing that you will perform them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Oh, glory to your name, Father God. We humbly come before you, Father God, with our petitions and our prayers, Father God, standing for one another, Father God, standing in the gap, Father God, for those who might not be able to utter even a word, but just a thought, Father God. We touch and agree with every family that is on this line, Father God, here today, the families, the relationships, those in prison, Father God, those who hunger and thirst, Father God, those who are homeless, Father God. We stand in proxy for the fulfillment of their life, that things come into a good way, manifested, holy, and even acceptable unto you, Father God. We thank you for salvation, Father God. We thank you for Jesus giving his life on the cross for ours, that we may be here, Father God. We thank you for each and every trial and test that we have been in that makes us stronger and able to stand, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father God, that even fell on Pentecost because they were on one accord, Father God. And I thank you for the one accordness, Father God, that we can come, Father God, that the Holy Ghost can continue to cover us and fill us, Father God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that leads and guides us, Father God, even if we don't open our mouth, but we can have that communication, Father God, in our meditation so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord God. We thank you for everyone on the prayer list, Father God, those who are sick and shut in and need a touch and need a word, Father God. I thank you for the ones who have had their miracles and we've seen, Father God, and I thank you for the miracles that are manifesting even as we speak, God. We give you the praise. I thank you for my stepfather, God, who's better and better, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the mindsets, Father. You just touching our minds, Father God, and those who need healing in their consciousness, Father God. We thank you, God, for we're believing the healing process is taking forth. Thank you for mercy and strength and courage and the power to walk in a holy boldness before anything that tries to come against us, Father God. For we decree and declare open doors even of housing for Rosalyn Smith, Father God, in this hour, and for every other need of the people on this line or throughout the ministry, we decree and declare open doors in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that gives us strength from day to day, and we know it's never losing its power, Father God. We're trusting you from the White House to Africa, Father God, to move on this earth, Father God. You know every situation from schoolyard to even church altars, Father God, what people are coming for, what they're in need of, Father God, and we're trusting you. We give you the honor and the glory, the continued praise, God, because you love us so much, Father God. Thank you for Zoe Ministry opening up this platform for us to unite and be as one, coming to you, Father God, because when we come as one, Father God, you said there's nothing impossible, for all things are possible, Father God. I bless your name, giving your name the honor and always the glory, and I thank you for every household that you protect us. You're protecting us when we're sleeping, Father God, when we're not in our home, Father God, for we rebuke the devil or anything that tries to come against our household in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Proverbs 18,
10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Father, we thank you for your glory and your presence, God. We ask that you fill us with your glory and your presence, God. And we thank you and that we're honored and we're humbled that we are, Father God, destined to become the image of God. Now, Father, we pray for those, God, for the bridge collapse in Miami this afternoon, Father. We pray for the families. We pray, Father God, continually, Father God, for all of the families that are experiencing trials and tribulations. And we thank you, Father God, that even in that, God, you bring comfort to them, God. We ask that you bring comfort to your people, God. We ask, Father God, that you comfort those that are lost, God. We ask that you comfort those, God, that mourn in Zion. And we ask, Father God, those that that you would comfort those, Father God, and give them beauty for ashes, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you give us, Father God, grace and mercy this day, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking, that we will continue to walk upright before you, God. We thank you for the hedge of protection, God, that is around us, God. We thank you for the armor, God. And we thank you, Father God, for truth, Father, that truth would be within our inward parts, God. We continually pray, Father God, that we are righteousness, that we are seeds of righteousness, and that, God, our children and our children's children and our seed, Father God, are also trees of righteousness because of who we are. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you protect and bless our food and protect us from every evil, Father God. We ask, God, that you bless our bread and you bless our water, God, and take sickness away from our lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our future is now. We thank you for a good future and that our latter days, Father God, are greater, our former days are not as great as, Father God, as now, as our future is now. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you continually bless us and keep us, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the rock of all ages, God, and that, Father God, that you are in every season and every time, God. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful, Father, and that, Father God, you are, Father God, the great I am, Lord. And, Lord, we praise you and worship you and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For he raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. He set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. He has set the world upon them. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We honor you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace. And Father, we ask, Lord God, that you search our hearts and our motives and our intentions. And Lord, shine a light and uncover every unclean and every wicked way. For you said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and we ask you to uproot the witch from amongst us. In the Rebo Shalaba, Shekambura Shatikisa, in the name of Jesus. Uncover Arabore Shalaba, and bring every witch to repentance. Or remove them from the midst of us. In the Rebekia Sikia Ndugosha, bring us into divine order and right divine alignment, that we may move in divine order and move in obedience as one voice, one sound, one unit in submission to delegated authority, that we may expand the prophetic, that we may expand this prayer, that we may globalize, Lord God. Cover the earth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come first in our hearts, in our lives, in our families' lives, in our communities, on our jobs, in everything we've put our hand to do. Let your glory be revealed. Bless, Lord God, every family that's represented on this call. Bless every household. Break the power of every generational curse. in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand as one, strengthening the hands of our Archbishop and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we say, be strengthened, be blessed as you expand and move into in the obedience of the word of the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that we are united in faith and in obedience, and we give you glory. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you prepared to do the announcements?
Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Join Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan live every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And then 12 noon, we have our Pop Life conference call. And at 8 p.m., we have Prophet Joshua Jordan and the company of prophets. And at 12 midnight, you can join us right back here with Pastor Deborah Jordan for another midnight cry call for electrifying prayer. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And that's pastordeborahjordan.com. www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And then if this call remains and is a blessing to you, for you and your family, you can sow your seed by texting to give at 646-672-0433. That's 672-0433. Prophetess Darling Gray.
Amen. God bless you. Please govern yourself accordingly. Remember, the Book of the Month Club is in session. Amen. And you don't want to miss the current book. Amen. Prophetic Habitudes, a life changer, a game changer. And you want to make sure you have that book in your library. Amen. Archbishop is teaching from that book every morning. Amen. And it's powerful. Also, you want to be a beneficiary of the Book of the Month Club and have your hotel and your food covered at the next conference in July. Amen. Well, we'll be staying at the Hilton, amen, in New York, amen, on, I believe it's Fifth Avenue, amen. We're getting deeper and deeper, amen, into the financial and high-end areas of New York, amen, where the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, say Shakandra Bosaya. And we want you to be there. We want you to partake. We want you to be blessed with what the Master Prophet has prepared. Amen. Every round goes higher and higher. And I tell you, this prophecology was like no other, but we press in and look forward to the next level, because every round, amen, is a next level. Amen. And we want you to be there. Prophets, thank you for your stand. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you and reward you for your faithfulness. And know that as you stand in the gap for the people of God, God is standing in the gap for you. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Friday. Peace.